Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So, John, we raised this issue earlier of we have a tea party here, which in which nobody claims is a completely unified party with
a
platform and a headquarters.
They call it a movement. It's a grassroots burgeoning up, isn't top down,
right.
Makes it more
democratic.
But
we don't know at this point whether it will survive and in what form. That's fair.
It is a little amorphous sometimes when you see the Tea Party movements and the meetings, but it's clear that something's going on.
Right. So it isn't odd that the NAACP would address the Tea Party as a party, a national party. But we're going to talk about what that means. And there's a lot of things kind of bubbling around this issue. In Mason City, Iowa, recently, a roadside billboard juxtaposed the images of President Obama, Adolf Hitler, and Vladimir Lenin. And below those photos read the words, "Radical leaders prey on the fearful and naive." The billboard was paid for by the North Iowa Tea Party. It was removed a day later after some very heavy criticism. And some of that criticism came from the Tea Party, including Ryan Rhodes. He joins us again. He's the chairman of the Iowa Tea Party. And you were very critical of this billboard, correct?
I just didn't. I don't believe that it accomplished the goals we're looking to promote, which is freedom, an agenda of freedom and not fear.
You had an issue, I assume, with the juxtaposition of Adolf Hitler with the president of the country.
Yeah.
Okay, but you see how this may be odd to people who are trying to understand the Tea Party movement, that one part of your party in your state is arguing with the other part. That's confusing.
Well, actually, putting the face of Adolf Hitler, who people link with genocide, is certainly not really productive to what we're trying to do, and it's draw issue with the policies that this administration is promoting, and quite frankly, the Democrats all across the country, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi included.
All right. Well, that billboard is not necessarily racist in its undertones, but it is one of the kinds of things that people point to when they say that there are issues with sort of radical elements in the Tea Party. And that's what the NAACP was talking about this week. The civil rights organization passed a resolution condemning racist elements within the Tea Party. Joining us now is Hillary Shelton. He's the Washington Bureau Director of the NAACP. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
So it sounds to me as though what the NAACP is asking is for leaders like Ryan Rhodes, my other guest, to denounce any racist undertones or racist messages that may appear in Tea Party organizations.
That's true. As a matter of fact, we recognize that the Tea Party is, as he described earlier, amorphous. As a matter of fact, as we took a closer look at the structure, and as he mentioned, he's correct, it is a very a huge structure in many ways. It's a very disconnected structure as well. By that I mean that they seem to key it more as a movement than an actual organizational structure. But as such, one of the things we're seeing is that there are those within that are utilizing it to actually espouse of some racist messages that have a tendency in some cases to be rather violent, or they're outside organizations that seem to be tying themselves to some of those components. For instance, we found that there were two Tea Party components that were actually tied very directly to the Council of Conservative Citizens, which is one of the older, more racist organizations that is the outgrowth of the old White Citizens Councils.
Okay.
Now, this doesn't happen everywhere, but it happens in some of the places. And again, the bottom line point for us is they really need to renounce those kinds of activities, those kinds of slogans, those kinds of things when they occur.
Well, let me ask Ryan Rhodes. Ryan, you listened to Hillary Shelton speaking there. What's the problem with that? Can't the Tea Party leaders, even if they are separate leaders of separate individual organizations, can't you just denounce those roundly?
Well, I don't think we've ever, I cannot name a single time when anyone has ever said that any racist comment was okay. I mean, we just had a great rally with a very diverse crowd on July 4th here in Iowa, and there's no one that I know of here that would not only even advocate but even allow the racist comments to go on. And I'm trying to be argumentative with you, but.
Let me just ask you, saying that something is okay is different from denouncing it. It sounds like they're asking Tea Party leaders to step forward and say this is not acceptable, that is not part of our Tea Party movement. That's different than not endorsing it.
I haven't even seen the racist signs at our rallies. I've never seen that even happen here in Iowa. This sign, people can say this sign is not what we're looking for, but this sign was, as you stated before, is not racist. I mean, and we still came out and said that this is not what we're looking for. I mean, when these things happen, we have stood up any time that there's been an issue with any of that. There's no way we would allow racism to pervade any portion of the Tea Party here in Iowa.
Okay, that's Ryan Rhodes with the Iowa Tea Party. Hillary Shelton with the Washington Bureau of the NAACP. Isn't it a little odd for the NAACP to ask a group that at this point, as you say, is amorphous, to have any kind of reaction to their members? I mean, that's difficult when they haven't coalesced into a national party to come out with a platform or a national denunciation. That seems like an odd thing for the NAACP to ask. And in some way, the NAACP is sort of acknowledging the Tea Party as perhaps a more organized national group than it is.
Well, some of the challenge is we're hearing from our membership all over the country, and so we're hearing from different parts of the country as well as me right in Washington, D.C. And, of course, one of the bigger challenges, if I can speak personally about what I've observed, in Washington, D.C., the NAACP was a big supporter of the National Health Care Reform Bill. There were those that referred to themselves as Tea Party members, and again, it's very hard to tell because of this. It is not a formal organization, but they were in Washington along with those demonstrators that were in Washington, of course, exercising their constitutional right of freedom of speech and holding a demonstration in opposition to the bill. And that's fine. People find themselves on different sides of issues all the time. It's the American way, after all. But the part that became very challenging is when some of the members actually began calling members of Congress names. They actually called the representative from Kansas City, Missouri, a Congressional Black Caucus member, Emmanuel Cleaver, the N-word. They spit at John Lewis.
That's Hillary Shelton of the Washington Bureau of the NAACP. Those are exactly the kind of acts that his group is asking the Tea Party to condemn. Ryan Rhodes, chairman of the Iowa Tea Party, says it's implied those are condemned and not accepted.